Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 23 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm glad you're here. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Hope you check it out when you get a chance and use it to your advantage. You know, folks, I'm one of the things I've been talking a lot about lately is what I call the age of the customer. We are currently in, and we are moving into, and we will not be leaving the age of the customer. There is nothing I can imagine coming at us in the future that would ever cause us to leave the age of the customer. You know, you hear about as far as you, your relationship with customers. We hear about an age where, you know, you had the industrial age, and then you had the digital age, and then you had the information age. People say we're in the information age now, and so you move from one age to the other. But with regard to customers, we've left an age. We've recently left an age where it was sort of. For a long time, really, it was the age of the company, the age of the vendor, the age of the corporation, and you know, I'm old enough to remember when companies had stuff that we wanted, and we wanted it. We wanted to go get it. We needed an automobile. We needed a second automobile. We needed one of those new washing machines. A microwave. Wow, you guys have a microwave? I remember those days. Believe it or not. A computer? You have a computer? I want to get one of those. You have a cell phone? It bolts to the floor? I can do that. Your cell phone, you put it in your pocket? See what I mean? These are things that we didn't have before. Now we have them. And so there aren't many things like that anymore. Most everything that you want. I mean, I'm not saying there's not going to be new things invented. There are going to be. But basically, today, even the new things that are happening, basically all that's commodity stuff. It's all stuff you can get, you know, lots of different places. It's kind of hard to wow us anymore with stuff, isn't it? And it's probably hard to wow us with service. I mean, I know we get bad service. I talked about that earlier, the difference between good service and bad service. We get that kind of service. Lots of different kinds of service. Price, we can have whatever price we want. We look around, we shop for price. What are we really looking for? Because we know everybody, we've narrowed it down to the top two or three people who got the good products we want, the good service we want, and a price that we can afford that we're willing to pay for. The value, the whole value proposition, we've kind of all got that. If you think about all the things you buy. There are not too many things that you haven't already pretty much got it nailed down with the one or two or three people you're going to do business with, companies you're going to do business with, because You've evaluated their value proposition to you, and it's acceptable to you. These three, the other 10, not so much, right? That's all done. So how do you decide which one of those two or three become your favorite? Your very favorite, your go-to company, that if you think about what it is that you want and they sell it, that's the name, that's the face, that's the company image that pops into your head. And that's what I call the ding in branding. Ding, I want a hamburger. Ding, so-and-so. I want shoes. Ding, you see the shoe company. I want a hotel room. Ding, you think of the hotel. Automobile, whatever it may be. Ding, and that's the company pops in your head. How do you get to that level? How do you get in the age of the customer where price is not, where the whole value proposition has already been done and finished? It's over. That war is over. The value proposition is over. And your company is one of two or three that this particular customer has put at the top of their list. And they're going to choose from one or two or three on any given day, week, month, year. How do you become the ding in the age of the customer? There's only one way to do it, folks. You can't do it on price. You can't do it on product. You can't even do it on service, really, anymore. It's the experience. It's only the experience that people have with you. That's the only way you can get them to make you be the face that they see when the ding happens in their head. It's the experience that they have for you. Now, the value proposition is part of that experience. But that's how you just get to be on the top three. The value proposition, being a good value, price, selection, and service, that's how you get to be the top three. But how do you get to be number one? How do you get to be the ding? Only through the experience that people have with you. Because the ding happens and they say, okay, there's the product I want. They've got the service I like. The price is okay. But they know my name. They know what I like. They are happy to see me coming. If I want it turned upside down in purple, if it can happen, they'll make that happen. Now, you might say, well, that's service. Well, but it's not. It's more than service. It's giving customers an experience that they want. And that's how you get folks in the age of the customer, the way you differentiate yourself, the way you become the ding in their head when they think about what you sell. In the age of the customer, it's the experience. And that's how you do it. And that's it. And if you look around, you see how come that customer is doing better than that? I mean, how come that company is doing better than that company? Why did this small business survive and that one didn't? It's probably because, or one's doing well and the other one's not so well. It's probably they've learned about the experience. How in the world could a small business coffee shop survive and thrive across the street from a Starbucks? The prices are the same. Both have pretty good coffee. Somehow that little guy has got he's delivering an experience. That's what you do. I'll take a quick break. I'm Jim Blasingame. Joan Pride with Kiplinger will be with us after these messages. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.